Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Fast. For 48 hours.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time. Cygnos.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes. COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Narcissistic personality disorder is a very damaging, difficult thing to live with if you have it. Sometimes you aren't aware that you have it, but others around you usually are at a certain point in time. It's even more difficult when it's in the taking shape in your parents, someone that you love, someone that you trust, someone that has led you throughout your life to make that realization. And I think there's many people in the Adelson family right now that might be coming to that realization. Mom now being arrested and charged with first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and solicitation to commit murder just after her son, Charlie, was convicted the other week. He has yet to be sentenced. Kind of a ringleader is what it's looking like in this case. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us to discuss. Let's talk about that. I've read many books over the years talking about narcissistic parents, mother-in-laws, things of that nature. And it's always very interesting the ways you look back on some of those interactions and go, oh, wow, I didn't even see that at that time. Give us an overview. What kind of makes up a human being like that, especially when they're in a parental position?
Yeah, I think for the kids, they don't realize that it's abnormal because this is the fishbowl that they've swam in, you know, mm-hmm. their entire lives. But it affects everything about the family dynamics because the narcissist always acts in ways that benefit them in some way. And they're very self-focused, they're self-aggrandizing, and they don't have the ability to attune with their kids and focus on their kids become a reflection of their needs, mm-hmm. you know, and so they tend to use their kids. They're very insidious parents because the kids don't realize that this is abnormal.
Sure.
And they will be very vengeful when they think people have wronged them in some way. They hold grudges. They never forget a slight. And most of the time, these slights, they're perceived, but often they're not even real. You know, they're imagining that other people are doing things to them. Disrespect is a big one for them. And again, like all personality disorders, it's on a continuum. Some people are a bit narcissistic and a bit difficult. We probably all have somebody like that in our circle. But some people are severe. And those people can become dangerous because the vengefulness, the tendency to want what they want and to feel entitled is just profound.
I mean, in this case, I'm just speculating. She's obviously innocent until proven guilty. But on the surface, from everything that we know, the testimony that we've heard, the phone calls that have come out on this case, we're talking about someone who very much seemed to want to have her kids close, her daughter closer to her, and her grandkids closer to her, despite the fact that the father, who by all accounts was a good father, but was getting in the way, saying, no, we're not going to move all the way across the state or however many hours away just because grandma wants this. But it looks like grandma ultimately got what she wanted. How difficult is it when you're in a family dynamic like that? And, you know, this is your fishbowl. So you're kind of oblivious sometimes when things go a little bit more awry than usual. Is it far more difficult for children to say no to mom when they're adults, when mom is exhibiting this type of behavior and making sort of demands of, we will stop at nothing to get what we want, including murder?
Yeah, it's horrendously difficult for the family members. And the children are used as tools. And it's like the narcissistic parent or grandparent feeds off their kids. And these are the people who come to therapy as adults at some point when they've had enough life experience to go, wow, my mom or my grandma really was different here. This was unique. And I've had all these areas of confusion in my life and about my identity and about my feelings toward this person. And so they come to therapy. And so we see that far more often than we see the narcissist in treatment. When the narcissist comes to treatment, it's basically to gripe. And I have a few that I'm seeing right now. They come to gripe about how everyone is not giving to them the way that they should be and how they're constantly hurt and wounded and angry and upset. Yeah. But the focus is always on what people are not giving them. And yeah, it's insidious. It's a terrible kind of parent to have.
When you're an adult child of someone like this, and kind of speaking off of Donna Adelson and her family, because I think the damage has certainly been done there. I'm sure there's people that are watching this, listening to this right now going, I kind of identify, and but I don't know what to do. You know, life like this has been chaotic, but a lot of times those relationships still remain intact to a certain extent. And people don't necessarily want to blow all of that up once they kind of make that realization. How does an adult child find a way to kind of come to grips with that if they still do want to have a relationship there, but also don't want the damaging behavior affecting them the ways that maybe they've realized that it has?
Yeah, I think identifying that my parent has problems, they're different. And so I need to learn how to manage this. I need to learn how to cope with them. I need to learn that their problems, even though they want to blame me for their lack of whatever it is that they feel they need, I'm not going to go there. And so they have to do a big internal shift mentally. And it usually involves a lot of boundaries, a lot less contact, shorter visits, setting limits all the time. And of course, then the narcissistic person gets very angry about it because they don't like it when other people set boundaries. And there is a significant number of children of narcissistic parents who simply never go there. They never can accept that this strange dynamic is not good for me, even though it's not good for me. They're depressed, they're anxious, they're frustrated, they've got problems with their self-esteem, they never feel good enough because the narcissistic parent, you know, makes them feel like they don't ever quite measure up. So it's a big struggle for people, and I do see a lot of it.
Yeah, definitely an interesting one. It's more power when you understand what it's all about.
Totally, totally. And that's a lot of what we do in therapy is let's just take this apart, this really confusing family, and make sense of it and untangle the yarn. I always say it's like a big ball of yarn that's all tangled up and it's sitting inside. And so we try to just start to untangle it so people can get clearer about their decisions and the ways that they're going to manage it.
Some people will sit there and say, well, I wish mom would just see it this way, or dad would see it this way, or insert, you know, loved one here. And if they could just get it, are those people ever, though, truly capable of getting it, so to speak?
Very rarely. I'd say probably less than 1% are ever going to get it. And those would be the people who are just mildly narcissistic. Yeah. But a true severe narcissist, they're just not going to go there. And that's a big part of helping their children is realizing that you're trying to draw from a bank account that's empty. You know, there is not that money there. And it doesn't matter how much you try and jump through hoops and try to get their approval and try to make them happy. It's not going to happen. And they're never going to acknowledge that they've got a problem.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio.
Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.